If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Hello there. Come on in and join us for a house concert in Haines Junction, Yukon. It's a very cold November evening, and we're all basking in the warmth of a cozy wood stove, waiting for Ontario singer-songwriter John Brooks to share his music and words with us. John is visiting Yukon communities as part of his Home Roots Concert Series tour. While we wait, here is some background information about him. John has strong opinions, which he isn't afraid to express in his music. Indeed, that is the basis of his music. He has the qualifications to back up his opinions, having studied music, art, history, and literature at various universities. In 2015, he graduated cum laude from York University's Liberal Arts program with a Bachelor of Arts degree. He has extensively toured in Canada and the U.S., been the recipient of many awards and nominations, and has already got 6 CDs under his belt. His style of music cannot be easily described. His songs can be complex and intense. He has called himself a folk singer and rejects the notion of labeling his songs as protest songs, although his lyrics have many and diverse targets dealing with a broad spectrum of today's societal problems. John always believes that a song should be at heart a protest of something unjust, but also be a unifying force of empathy. He regrets that, today, the idea of what makes a protest song is something more akin to shouting, blaming, finger-pointing, or a shrill and self-righteous soapbox style of telling people what and how to think and vote. This is not what his songs are about. John says that he essentially agrees with the Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei. All art is a matter of protest. In my conversation with John, he said, Steve Earle is a protest songwriter, but I disagree with his between-song political rants. Billy Bragg is a protest songwriter, but I cringe at his ham-fisted methods. The list goes on and on. Nobody calls Leonard Cohen a protest songwriter because Mr. Cohen made a genre of his own. But to my mind, Cohen was a first-rate artist and thus a first-rate protest songwriter. John says that he writes songs because he feels it's the best help he can offer his fellow brothers and sisters. At the current time where the popular trend appears to be towards self-centeredness, I find it very refreshing that he says at the end of the day, the purpose of our lives is to take care of each other. If I could afford to build schools, women's shelters, hospitals, dog rescues, cure cancer, save lives, repair the ocean and the sky, pay everyone's debts and help single moms raise their kids, John says, I'd happily put the guitar away. The song is humbly all I can offer this world. I asked John how he believes his songs will be helpful to people. His response was that his songs help because today's people are in need of knowing they are not alone. He writes songs to comfort those living on the outskirts of approval. I write songs in the effort to assure people you are not wrong or fucked up because you're sad, lonely, depressed, or blue. I write songs to affirm the souls that pop music and contemporary self-help pop culture alienates. I am the guy that will save you from the healers of sadness. I'm the pin in the prick of the vaccination needle. My songs impose a brief, stinging sensation not comfortable to all, in the greater effort to cure the profoundly modern disease of loneliness. John asked me to share with you that whether people know it or not, his listeners leave his concerts less alone and with thoughts they hadn't considered before they came to the gig. That's an interesting claim. Listen and see how you feel after his show.
We honor and thank the Champaign and Aishik First Nation as stewards of this most inspired land on which this very excellent night of live music and community shall now commence. Thank you so much for being here, brothers and sisters. No, we can't take that old letter from my first lover. No, we can't take anything onto that some great other. Every lone sock and every diamond, we can't prove it, 'cause everybody knows. If it's not love, we can't take it when we go. But we can take our ex-wives' laughs and our mother's worry lines. We can take all that which we gave to those whom we had to help and of whom that taught us most. But if it's not love, we can't take it when we go. We can't take it when we go. When we go, wherever we go. If it's not love, we can't take it when we go. To that place where moth nor rust cannot touch us past this dust. If it's not love, we can't take it when we go. Buzz, they will be fast appraised and into one bargain bin they'll be casually thrown until what's favored and are forgotten will delicately be told. If you're not love, kid, we can't take you when we go. We can't take it when we go, wherever we go. If it's not love, we can't take it when we go. To that place where my heart no rust cannot touch us past this dust. If it's not love, we can't take it when we go. And that's when the hornet stung me and I had a feverish dream with revenge and death. Tonight we smoke them. You are ahead by a century. You are ahead by a century. And disappointment's getting me down. And we won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't get turned around. In this world that keeps on dragging me down, but I won't back down. Hey, blessed am I to be in Haines Junction. This is named after the capital of Rwanda. It's called Kigali. Granddad was a Vandu in 25, left Grosbeck in 45, and Grandma was a Dutch girl and a war bride. My dad, like his dad, came home quiet to love us with few words. To know him, I had to become him. I left Somalia for a new chapter six. Was discharged in 94 from the Amhara barracks. But I don't know the way, I don't know the way home from Kigali. Does your heart know the way? Does your heart know the way home from Kigali? Ecstasy and Zoloft help turn landmine rings back into cell phones. And Linda back home to her parents. Yeah, I tripped up the 12 steps to fall back down. I joined a prayer group, but I know that I can not be found. One night I asked Jesus if he knew the way. I was drunk at last call, but I swore I heard him say, I don't know the way, I don't know the way home from Kigali. Does your heart? Abyss under the weight of a naked stranger. Between dances she lies back on me, and I smell her hair and her unknown skin. I brush dry lips along, and she smiles that sad smile of all souls astray. Nothing to ask her, though I know she'd say, I don't know the way, I don't know the way home from Kigali. Does your heart know the way? Does your heart? Thank you.
Thank you. If we keep what's within us will kill us. But if we give what's within us will save us. And I believe it's about inspiration. Thank you kindly for being here, everybody. You are loved. We are the artists sweeping the floors. We are the poets sending out the spam. We're the prophets doing all the dishes. We are the misemployed and we're working for the man. We are the bad backs doing all the heavy lifting. The children mentoring the elders. We're the engineers wearing the name tags. And we are soldiers trained as welders. We're fishermen on the tar sands. The night shift dragging into day. We are the millwrights doing telemarketing in a call center still called Thunder Bay. In a call center still called Thunder Bay. And if we keep what's within us, if we keep what's within us, what's within us will kill us. But if we give what's within us, if we give what's within us, what's within of us, we'll see. We were nurses back home in Kingston, Jamaica. We're cleaning ladies in Toronto tonight. With a single mom shopping at Walmart. We can't afford the luxury to do what's right. We're pitchers at bat, goons on the power play. We're the fans that can't afford a seat. We are the dietitians serving up the all-day breakfast. The vegans that are hanging up the near-dead meat. We're lawyers, but we are in business. Yes, we're corporate, but we are individuals by law. We're the babysitters that are raising our kids. And we're free to vote, to be enslaved by it all. Yes, we are free to vote, to be enslaved by it all. And if we keep what's within us, if we keep what's within us, what's within of us will kill us. But if we give what's within us, yes, if we give what's within us, what's within us, we'll save us. And we're the actors teaching our kids at school. We are the dancers waiting on the tables. We're the new and well-lettered illiterate. And we're looking for a parking spot for the vocationally disabled. We're the service charge that used to be interest. Yes, we're the grifters that are managing the banks. And we're the academics hooking up the draft tanks. We are your hosts here. We appreciate your business sex. We are the shamans preaching the gospel. We're the Christians arming for war. We are the men, the women, the first children living at the end of metaphor. We're administrators in the pulpits, decisively agnostic in the pews. We're the journalists working at the second cup. We're the statisticians reading us the news. We are the Marxists when there's nothing on TV. We live bourgeois, it's our debt that's proletariat. We bought a used copy of Solzhenitsyn once. We haven't had a chance to pick it up yet. We are the farmers building the suburbs. Enumerators telling us the hard truths. We're the contractors drawing up the town plans. Were the shy girls tonguing in the kissing booths. Were the plumbers getting rid of the knob and tube. Were wannabe models showing us our new homes. Were MBA CAs, minimum wage BAs. And we're team building, but we're all alone. We are historians at the front desk. We're the social workers counting up the till. With the English degree, and we know we got a book or two in us still. We're the copywriters doing the curating. We are the doctors driving the cabs. We are the specialists, and we're trying to change a tie. We're your union delegates working as scabs. We're anesthetists, but we're faith healing. We're sportscasters with political views. We're the snake handlers advising elites. We do that downtown voodoo on the dollar for you. We are retired, but we are still working. Yes, we're linguists teaching business speak. And we're the bards eulogizing tradition. The time is up for you, easy irony. The time is up for you, easy irony. Let's bring on a brand new shared suffering. Bring on a brand new something heavy. Bring on a brand new Renaissance gourd. Cause we know we're ready. Yes, cause we know we're ready. And if we keep what's within us, if we keep what's within us, what's kill us, but if we give what's within us, if we give what's within us, what's within of us, we'll see. Will save us. Thank you.
You could see how small